I've got a niece who is and has been for some years now living in Kaikoura, and we have made contact, and hopefully she'll pick up in a second, and we'll just get a bit of an update on what's happening there. What we do know is that State Highway 1 is closed between Blenheim and Kaikoura. State Highway 7 between Hamner Springs and Springs Junction up towards Blenheim also closed, and that fires in Kaikoura have destroyed 14 buildings, including 5 houses, causing evacuations. The marae at Kaikoura, once again, as it did with the earthquake, has flung open its doors to tautoko those who are in need. Kawarangi Stone is our nephew and runs a puna reo down in Kaikoura. She's been there for a number of years. Thank you for joining us on the program this morning. Kawarangi, tēnā koe.
Morena.
Kia ora, it's lovely to hear your voice. But in rather distressing circumstances, I don't know too many people in Kaikoura, but when I realised that, you know, not just fires, the buildings have gone up in flames, including 5 houses. Kawarangi, can you share with us some of what you've witnessed over the past, up through the night and into this morning?
Yeah. So we were actually also at Puna yesterday, and we just saw smoke going up. It was maybe about 1:32, and so that's kind of when we started thinking, oh, something big is happening. We had heard surrounding people were starting to evacuate. We still had about 6 babies at the Puna. But, I mean, police and fire officers were awesome. They came over and let us know what was happening, told us just to stay put. So we stayed at the Puna till about, we were there till about 5 o'clock. And then we were asked to evacuate to another location. We were there till about 6 o'clock, and then we managed to get home at about 6:30. But I was just out on the road just before, and these cars packed all along State Highway 1. So it still looks like things are happening out there.
Well, the report's through that 14 buildings, including 5 houses, have sadly been razed to the ground in the fire, Kawarangi. How far away are they from the centre of town? I'm not quite sure where you live in Kaikoura, but where are the fires? How far away from you are they?
So I'd say that they are about a 7-minute drive from the middle of town. So far enough away, but with this wind, it is still pretty close and scary. We've actually known a few of our friends whose houses were affected, so it has kind of hit quite close to home.
And of course, you know, coming off the quake of yesteryear, everyone has a soft spot. What we do know is that the marae has stood proudly once again, and you know, our people are very generous when these circumstances arise. Even more reason for closer collaboration with civil defence and the marae community. Very generous once again in this time of need.
Oh, 100%. They, our notice board and pānuis were being sent out where to go, and they were one of the first places that was on the list. And I wasn't here for the earthquake, but I heard that the same thing happened during the earthquake as well. And so I know that there has been a few people that have been put out of homes, and so I know that they've gone straight to the marae, which has been great.
Tēnā koe. Well, let's hope that it's mainly to do with wind, isn't it, this threat? And, of course, we also, being in the North Island, we've heard of big rain happening in the South Island, so it seems strange that we've got big wind. But, of course, it's sometimes to do with downed power lines sparking and then witnessing what we're witnessing. Is there still a lot of smoke around the community, or when you look into the skies, Kawarangi?
Yeah, so I can actually see straight out towards that area. The smoke has definitely died down, but there is still lingering. So you can still see that there are things happening. The wind has definitely died down today, and so it's not as crazy as it was yesterday. But I think the thing is to just still stay put, because I know that our firefighters are still at mahi.
And you've closed Puna Ōrau for today, Kawarangi?
Yes, I have. Actually, we had a massive tree fall through our fence yesterday and break through our fence, so we had to make an emergency closure last night.
Well, plenty of drama there. Hey, it's lovely to hear your voice again. Sorry that it's been so long since we've spoken.
Thank you. No, that's all right. Thanks for calling.
All the best to you and the fams. Thanks very much, Kawarangi.
Okay.
Tēnā koe.
Hei konā.
Yep, hei konā. Kawarangi Stone.